I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
WLEW Sports is proud to present The Strong Side, all things high school football, every Sunday at 7 p.m. throughout the entire season on Sports Talk 102.1. That's The Strong Side, Sundays at 7 with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hanson. 20 minutes before kickoff here on a beautiful week number 4 of the MHSA regular season. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Kayla Carson, and Mackenzie Price with your call tonight in a very cozy stadium complex here.
Absolutely. Not that much room to work, but just enough for us.
I've always enjoyed this complex. It has a cozy feel to it. All these fans are right in front of us with a double deck appearance here, and of course the visiting team on the other side. One interesting fact here, though, is the field actually goes northeast to southwest.
Interesting.
Most fields are due north or due west or whatever. Mm-hmm. This one goes northeast to southwest.
Any particular reason?
I don't know. Okay. It fit the complex.
It works for me. I thought there was more to that story.
So tonight we actually have a quarter crosswind, but really it's a due south wind. This is going to throw me off all night.
Absolutely. I'm already somewhat confused, but hey, what are you going to do? I thought there was a legit reason for that. I'm still stuck on that.
Would you like me to make up an excuse? I'm sure we can come up with something.
Normally you come up with something fast, but we might have to ask around.
Maybe, I'm sure I'll have an answer for you after the break.
I'm sure.
Okay. Let's take a look at the Cass City Redhawks here as the coin toss is going on at center field. The Redhawks of Cass City are off to their best start in 5 years with a record of 2-1, defeating Brown City and Memphis in their first two games of the 2014 campaign. They ran across a little bit of a buzzsaw last week traveling to Harbor Beach. But there's no doubt that Cass City head coach Scott Cuthrell will have his team ready to rebound tonight.
Well, Clark and I witnessed last week that there were plenty of times where Cass City moved the football at ease, even against that good Harbor Beach defense. Got a lot of first downs their way. Just too many drives stalled, and again, you give Harbor Beach an opportunity, an extra one or two, and they are taking advantage of it right now.
Last week, Cass City lost 42-6 to Harbor Beach, but still managed to gain 173 rushing yards and a touchdown to a team that up to that point did not give up a single point on the season. But just a couple of miscues in offense gave the ball back to Harbor Beach.
Miscues, you said it properly, and the special teams really let them down. A bad snap led to a big-time loss and great field position for Harbor Beach. They also had one punt that was shanked out of bounds that basically went nowhere, and they also lost a fumble in Harbor Beach's territory, all those leading to 21 points. But on a side note and a bright side note, Sawyer Cuthrell, 24 carries, 84 yards, and did score the lone touchdown for the Redhawks.
Sawyer Cuthrell, son of Coach Scott Cuthrell, who we're finding out it's his birthday tonight, is in his second season as the varsity level. That's Sawyer Cuthrell's son, along with another key to the Cass City offense, who saw some action last year as a sophomore before getting injured and moved back down to JV. And that's quarterback's junior, Mason Erla.
Yeah, Mason Erla, one of my favorite quarterbacks to talk about. He's a big-time guy. He's 6'4". He's got a strong arm. We watched him last week sit in the pocket. He threw it with the utmost confidence. Didn't matter who he was throwing it against. He was just 3-for-8 last week, but three of them passes were right on the number and great defensive plays by the Harbor Beach secondary to deflect those balls. But you got to like what he brings to the table, and I look forward to him throwing some balls down the field again tonight.
Like you said, if those three passes were not bad down, he'd be 6-for-8 in passing. It'd be a completely different ballgame.
And believe it or not, it would have been, because those would have been first down completing passes, and if they get in a couple extra first downs, you know, they drive the ball deeper into Harbor Beach's territory.
On the other side of the ball, Cass City big up front and has small players in the linebacker core. Last week against Harbor Beach, considering the opponent and the score, the Redhawks gave up only 267 yards against the Pirates, a much lower number than usual.
Yeah, and they also did not allow a completed pass from Harbor Beach, which is one of their go-tos. They love to spread it out. They love play action. They love to throw the ball for Harbor Beach. Fortunately, they didn't have to, but when they attempted to do it, they had no success. And also a key thing for Cass City, they also had 28 minutes compared to Harbor Beach's 19 minutes of offense.
Early projections show Cass City making the playoffs in Division 7, something the Red Hawk Nation has not been a part of since the 2006 season. They have 2 wins under the belt, 4 to go for an automatic berth at 6 wins, and they have 6 chances to get 4 wins.
And I like Cass City's chances of making that. They have the ability to run the ball, especially with Cutrell, and we've already seen Erla throw the ball down the field. I look for them to make a playoff run starting tonight. If they can stay in the game and steal one here from Lakers, their schedule is very favorable going down the road.
It's time for a short break on your WLAW Sports pregame show. Upon our return, we will take a direct comparison between Lakers and Cass City on the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10-point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun. Mount and bore sight scopes and even custom sight and service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 4th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Special one-day-only open house pricing. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
The buck stops here. Pigeon IGA's Venison Processing is located in their expanded location just one block west of the Shell Station on Knit Street in Pigeon. Take the taste test and eat the best. Take your deer processing to the Pigeon IGA. They have the best tasting venison, summer sausage, pepper stick, jerky, bratwurst, hot or sweet Italian sausage, poli sausage, and bulk breakfast sausage. When venison tastes this good, your whole family will want to eat. Step up to the taste test. Try Venison Processing from the Pigeon IGA in their expanded location one block west of the Shell Station on Knit Street in Pigeon.
Hi, this is Todd Schutte. I've been processing deer for over 20 years. I give you my personal guarantee that the deer you bring in is the deer you get back.
Call 989-551-9594.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank.
North Star Bank started local and we're staying local. Hi, this is Brian Shaw, commercial lender at North Star Bank. When you open a checking, savings, or CD at North Star Bank, we invest the deposits back into something safe and close to home. Families, local businesses, and farmers. We lend money locally to help build a vibrant, stable economy for our communities and spurring growth for other locally owned businesses. After all, here at North Star Bank, our team members don't just work in the communities we serve, it's where we live. Stop by North Star Bank to discuss your lending and deposit needs.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Visit your local North Star Bank branch or go online at www.northstarathome.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Listen to the WLAW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Talk 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live worldwide at WLAWsports.com. As the wind turbine spins, only 15 miles separate Laker Field and the home of Cass City football, south by southeast. But as the Wind Energy Company heavy-duty four-door crew cab truck travels 17.4 miles east at M142, then straight down Elkton / Cemetery Road. Cass City has 277 students enrolled in high school, according to the MHSAA, versus Elkton Pigeon Bayport High School with 308, so Lakers with 31 more students. Cass City is averaging 28.6 on offense, whereas Lakers is scoring 32, so plus 3.4 for the green and white. On defense, Lakers is allowing 12 points and the Red Hawks 23, so Lakers with an 11-point advantage on defense as well. So our friends in the sports wagering department at Ohio State University, they are professionals indeed, are showing a 14.4-point advantage for the Green Machine statistically. However, Las Vegas has the Lakers with a smaller advantage, the spread at only 6.5 points. Cassidian Lakers have played on the gridiron every single year since 1960. Lakers with the overall series at 37-16 and